Grace, peace, and mercy unto you from our Lord Jesus Christ. So this evening's message is based on that parable. We know what happened to the son. We know what happened to the son, Jesus, outside a city wall. So I've entitled the message, Outside the Wall, so that we might be inside the wall. One thing I've been emphasizing through these Lenten series of sermons is that our Lord Jesus is at the center of every single scripture. We find Jesus, the whole point of the Word of God, of the miracles, of the parables of Jesus, is to point the hearer to the kingdom of God. And at the center, of course, is the King and his sacrificial work on the cross to effect our salvation. At the center always is Jesus. Last week, we found Jesus in the image of the sacrificial ox, sacrificed by a loving father for his wayward prodigal son. Likewise, today, it's easy to find Jesus at the center of today's parable. He is the son killed by the very people he is sent to save, the tenants of the vineyard, God's people Israel. God the Father sent servant after servant to his tenants. They received increasing increments of abuse until the Father sent the son, and emboldened by what they perceived as getting away with it, the tenants, that is, God's people, Israel, killed the son. They threw him outside the vineyard. And as we know from vineyard construction, there's always a wall. They threw him outside the wall. Jesus spoke these words on the Tuesday of Holy Week, just a couple of days before their fulfillment on Good Friday. Jesus would be sentenced to die in Pilate's judgment hall, and without the customary few days between judgment and execution, he was robed, led, and burdened, carrying his cross outside the city wall, like the sacrifice which he was. Pilate sullied his hands also, which no amount of water could ever wash away. He also, and the Gentile nations he represented, would also need the sacrifice that was taking place outside the wall. The prophecy had to be fulfilled because Jesus was the fulfillment of all the sacrifices. Hebrews 13 says, "For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the holy places by the high priest as a sacrifice for sin, are burned outside the camp. So Jesus also suffered outside the gate in order to sanctify the people through his own blood." Hebrews chapter 13, verses 11 to 12. Jesus would suffer and he would die outside the gate, outside the wall, outside the fence, however which way you want to describe the barrier, in order to sanctify the people, all the people, Jews and Gentiles outside the wall. Jesus died outside the wall so that we might live forever with him inside the walls of heaven. Outside the wall was where the dead were to go. For Jews and Gentiles, this was so. There were laws among both Jews and Gentiles concerning this, that the dead were not to remain inside the city area. They had to go outside the wall. And among the Romans, it was true also. Among the Romans, a special dispensation had to be granted for Julius Caesar's body to be left inside the city of Rome. He could be inside Rome only because his body had been considered by the populace as inhabited by a god. But for all the rest, whether rich or poor, whether Jew or Gentile, the body was considered unclean and it had to go outside the wall. Jesus indeed took on the sins of the whole world. In fact, he became sin for us. He took sin to the cross, whereby the effects of sin were destroyed. He was buried in a rich man's tomb outside the wall. But we know the story. We don't have to wait for Easter Sunday to be told. The tomb could not contain him. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He appeared in the garden to Mary Magdalene. His body was no longer the object of God's wrath, of revulsion, of sin, and corruption, because his body was glorified, and Mary clung to him. She loved him, his body glorified, but she had to let him go only because he had yet to ascend to the Father. When Jesus returned, he returned retaining his glorified body. He retains that same body into all eternity. We're going to see Jesus as he was risen from the dead. He gives us hope that we shall be all raised from the dead and retain such a body into all eternity. When Jesus returned, he passed by the city gates. He crossed over the wall into the holy city to appear to all of his disciples. He was no longer dead. Nothing could keep him outside the city. He appeared to them in the upper room and returned also a week later to see Thomas. He spent 40 days in the resurrected body in the city, outside of the city, crossing back and forth across the wall by many infallible proofs. He was alive. God's people, Israel, were always taught to respect the human body. So God's people, Israel, did not burn the body as the pagans did. Citizens of the new Israel, the church, would take the respect of the body to new heights. Now, why is that? Well, that is because when Jesus rose from the dead, citizens of the new Israel could see and know the glories of the body resurrected. So not only would they treat the body with reverence and not burn it, they would wash it, they would clothe it, they would entomb it, they would have a lot of funeral services for the deceased. They would give respect to the body. Not far outside the city wall, but increasingly, as the Christian faith spread, the churches would be inside the city wall. The body would be in the church. The body would be in the church yards. They were no longer afraid to have the deceased near them. They were not afraid of the human body. By faith, they saw past the creepy corruption and decay to see what would be in the future a glorified body. So the Christian is not creeped out by a dead body, because they see past the deadness, past the corruption, to see what it shall be, a glorified body. I always thought of this uniquely Christian practice kind of weird and creepy, you know, bringing the body into the church, knowing that when you went into old European cathedrals, dead bodies and dead bones of the saints were moldering under your feet, perhaps even in the very walls. But if by faith you see past bones to see what glories they shall be, you're no longer creeped out by it all. Personally, I'm not creeped out by it. I sense that I'm in a holy place. I remember visiting the Basilica of St. Denis in France and even Westminster Abbey. Other tourists were getting creeped out, tripping over so many of the graves that were right embedded, right into the floor plan, right into the walls. And I wonder, why did they do that? those Christians for so long ago, but I thought, live a proper Christian attitude towards the body. You're no longer creeped out, but you feel close to the saints. You see past the bones. You see the glorified body which will be. Jesus did not stay outside the walls of the holy city, and no longer did the bodies of many of the early saints. But most important of all, Jesus, who did not remain outside the walls of the city of the dead, will allow none of us to remain outside the walls of the dead, for he raises us up on the last day. He breathes new life into old bones. He does not take us inside the walls of Jerusalem, but the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven. This coming Holy Week, we will journey with Jesus into his death. We're going to be exposed to a lot of painful imagery of agony and thirst and bleeding flesh and maybe even of flies. And if you've ever watched Hollywood's depiction of Jesus' death, you know it is gruesome, because the biblical account tells us the death as it is. We ascend up Calvary to the place of the skull. We read electrifying accounts, electrified by the Holy Spirit, accounts of Jesus dying, of Jesus being buried outside of the wall. But we know that he does not stay outside the wall, and neither shall we. Our bodies and the bodies of our loved ones in the faith shall be made whole. We look forward to drinking of the fruit of the vine of Jesus at the marriage feast of the Lamb in the eternal kingdom. Truly, there is nothing to fear, not even the sight of the deceased body. Nothing to fear, not even of death itself. For we see past the bones and the corruption of the flesh, and we see the glorified body that will be. Jesus died outside the wall, so we might live with him forever inside the walls of heaven. And we'll live there, live a glorified body. What a wondrous thought that is. May we be truly blessed by it in these coming days. Amen.